tree.
Well, today is a special day. Today is a special day.
今天是个特殊的日子。
You know why?
知道为什么吗？
Because today is the first anniversary of my first preaching here.
哦，今天是我在这里讲道的一周年纪念日。
So exactly last year. Well, exactly a year ago, right? I think it was actually 13 last year, Sunday, I came to preach the first time.
Yeah, 正好是一年前，去年的12月13号，我来这里讲道。
对。So most of the time when I'm here, I've been preaching from Mark.
很多时候我在这里讲道呢，我是从那个马可福音里来讲的。
But today we're preaching from Luke.
今天呢，我们要讲路加福音。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because it's Christmas.
因为是圣诞节。
I want to preach a Christmas message.
我想讲一个圣诞的信息。
But Mark have no Christmas story.
马可福音里面呢没有这个圣诞节。
So we have to go to Luke.
我们必须来到这个路加福音里。
Alright, so let's read this text together.
让我们一起读这个路加福音。
Let's read Chinese first, and then we go and read English.
我们先读中文，然后读英文。OK. 先读中文，马可福音啊，路加福音，路加福音第二章第一节。
啊，是在山上之书
有旨意下来，叫
天下人民都报名上册。
这是举民做叙利亚全民的时候，
头
一次请报名上册的事，个人各归个人报名上册。
耶稣也从加利利的拿撒勒城那里下来，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族的加利利人，又要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的生育已经动了，刚在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到，就生了头胎的儿子，又用包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
在伯利恒里已有牧羊的人，
夜间按着灯子看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，无眼的人就证明他们。那天使对他们说：“你不要惧怕，我告诉你们大喜的信息，是我所万你的。您在人间大有能力，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号。”忽然有大卫天兵同那天使在你前说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于那所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去，看那所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。”他们急忙去了。就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使问的孩子的话传开了。凡听见，就在你母亲那里对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊人回答他：“您所听见所看见的一切事。”就是主天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀归神，赞美他。
Okay, let's read in English. Okay, we'll go back to chapter 2, verse 1. Okay, 1, 2, 3. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there was a shepherd out in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The sermon today is the sign of a Savior.
今天就是救主的记号。
Let's pray. Our Father, our Father in heaven.
天父，
we want to thank you for Jesus.
我们感谢你，因为有耶稣基督。
Because 2,000 years ago, you sent your very own Son into this world.
因为两千多年前，你把你的独生爱子赐到这个世上。
You sent him to save sinners like us.
他来到这个世上是为了救像我们这一样的罪人。
We can be worshiping here is all because of what have happened on that night in Bethlehem.
今天我们能在这里敬拜你，就是因为那一天在伯利恒所发生的事。
Today, as we listen to this this story that's 2,000 years old.
今天我们再要听一个事迹，这就是两千多年前的一件事。
We pray that you will open our eyes that we may see the deeper meaning of the story.
我们求你开我们的眼，让我们能看见这个事后面的深的精神。
And we pray also that you will open our heart that we may receive King Jesus to be the King of our own life.
我们求你开我们的心，让我们每个人的心都能够接受耶稣基督做我们一生的救主。
And may your Holy Spirit be with us in the next hour that we may concentrate on your word.
求圣灵在下一个小时里面与我们同在，让我们能够集中精神。
And we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we just read a story about Jesus' birth.
我们刚才读的就是耶稣诞生的事。
This story has the shepherds.
这个故事呢有牧羊人。
Angels.
有天使。
Mary and Joseph.
有玛利亚和约瑟。
And also have baby Jesus in the manger.
然后呢也有耶稣像个婴孩在那个马槽里。
It sounds like a very simple story.
这故事看上去很简单。
But this is a story with very deep and profound meanings.
但是这个故事有很深很深的意义。
I think to understand the story, we need to magnify all the details in the story.
那么让我们把这个故事里面的每一个章节都放大，所以呢，我们才能够懂得这里面的意思。
That's right. Now Luke begins the story very interestingly.
那么路加开始这个故事呢，实际上是很有意思的。
Luke said that in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus.
啊，就说呢，在那些日子呢，这个凯撒亚古士都呢有旨意。
Luke began Jesus' first story with the introduction of Caesar Augustus.
那么路加呢，在讲耶稣的故事，一开始呢，倒反而讲了这个该撒亚古士都。
Do you know who Caesar Augustus is?
你们知道这个该撒亚古士都是谁吗
？Now I found a picture on the internet.
我找到了一个他的照片。
Now this is what people thought that he looked like.
这就是呢，后人呢觉得他应该是这么像这样。
So how does he look?
那么他像什么呢？
He looks strong.
那么他看上去呢，好像很强壮。
He looks handsome too.
也很英俊。
He looks like a man of power. Right.
看上去呢，好像这个人很有能力。
And he looks like a general.
也像将军一样。
He's a good fighter.
是一个勇士。
Who is Caesar Augustus?
那么究竟谁是？该撒亚古斯。
As it turns out, Caesar Augustus is the first emperor of the Roman Empire.
那么大家知道，该撒奥古斯都呢，实际上是这个罗马帝国的第一个皇帝。
So, Caesar Augustus simply said is the most powerful man 2,000 years ago.
那么可以这么说，就是该撒亚古斯都呢，在2000多年前呢，是世界上最有权力的人了。
So he's the most powerful man.
他权力很大。
And to the Roman citizen, he is not just a human being.
那么当时呢，对罗马的那个公民呢，他不仅仅是个人。
He was a god, right?
他就像个神一样。
So Caesar is not just to be followed; he is to be worshipped.
那么该撒呢，不仅仅是我们要跟从的，实际上我们应该敬拜他的。
And everyone have to obey any command that he gave.
那么所有的人呢，不管。他出了什么样的命令，大家都要服从。
And here he gave one command.
那么现在呢，他有一个旨意。
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered.
就说呢，在那时候呢，天下他掌政的天下所有的人都应该报名上册。
And this is not just having a census in America.
他不像美国我们现在有的人口普查一样。
He decided that this registration had to happen a certain way.
他决定呢，这个报名上册呢是有一个规矩的。
Is that in those days a decree went out from Caesar that all the world should be registered and all went to be registered each to his own town.
这个规矩，那就是不光是报名上册，你要到你你归你各归各城报名上册。
Now you don't care how difficult it is for you to return to your hometown.
他不管你回家有多难。
He doesn't care about your life circumstances.
他不管你生活上的有困难。
He gave the command.
他下了这个命令。
He expects everyone to follow and have to travel return to his hometown.
那么所有人呢就得遵循他的旨意，你就得旅游不是，就是行远路回到你自己的，不是旅游了。回到自己的故乡去报名上课。
And so Joseph went out from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary his betrothed, who was with child.
那么呢，第四节到第六节就这么说了，就是约瑟呢，他必须从加利利区域的那个拿撒勒。回到他的故乡，就是大卫之城，就是伯利恒，和玛利亚一道，因为玛利亚已经就是他所聘的。他就在呢，回到他的故乡来报名上册。
Poor Joseph and Mary.
那么，玛利亚和约瑟很可怜的。
And poor baby Jesus too.
那么耶稣呢，这个婴孩也很可怜。
Now you know the geography.
你要知道这个地理
的话 Nazareth is in the north.
那么拿撒勒是在最北边
And Bethlehem is in the south.
那么伯利恒呢是在南边。
Okay, so today, if you travel, from Nazareth to Bethlehem, it take about 2 hours of driving.
那么现在呢，如果你从那拿撒勒到伯利恒呢，啊，你要开车呢，要开2小时。
It's about 100 miles.
就是100英里。
So I actually Google it, they have a highway that go from more than Nazareth to Bethlehem.
那你现在呢，你要到那个 Google 呢，有那个 Google Map， 然后从那个 Map 上你就看到从那个拿撒勒到伯利恒呢，现在还倒真有一条高速公路。
So it's about the distance between Philadelphia and New York, right? It's not too bad.
那么距离呢，就像费城到纽约，好像不很坏。
But you remember, Jesus said there's no highway.
大家记得，在耶稣的时代是没有高速公路。
And there's no cars.
没有汽车。
And you have to travel, and a lot of this area are mountains, a lot of mountains.
你必须要走，而且呢，这中间的很多地方呢是有山的。
So can you imagine, you know, it probably takes days or weeks for them to travel all the way from Nazareth, all the way to Bethlehem.
你可以想一想，那时候那肯定是好多天，甚至弄不好几个星期，他们要从拿撒勒到伯利恒。
And this is a very dangerous journey.
而且呢，这个行程呢也很危险。
Now you think about this. This is Luke's way of telling the story. Luke wants us to contrast the helpless baby Jesus with the mighty Caesar Augustus.
你要知道，这是路加为什么要这么说了？他就让大家看到这个对比：一方面是很有权力的该杀，一方面是无助的耶稣。
Caesar wants this and he got this, and baby Jesus is just like, what can he do?
那么该撒说必须要这么做，那么呢，那个耶稣是个婴孩，能做什么呢
？And to Jesus on the surface, Caesar looks like a deadly threat.
那么对耶稣这个婴孩来说，这个该撒是一个很有死亡威胁的一个人。
Now in this very long and daunting journey.
那么现在再回到这个旅行，这个旅行是很长也很危险。
You know, Mary could give birth prematurely.
那么在这个路上呢，也许玛利亚可能是早产。
She can have a very difficult birth.
或者这个产的生产很危险。
Or she can even have a miscarriage.
或者会有流产。
So you look at the appearance of the story, it's a very sad story for Jesus.
你大家从表面上看一下，这个故事好像对耶稣来说是很惨的。
But things are not always what it seems.
那么呢，大家呢就看事物不光看表面。
This story has such a so much deeper meaning and profound.
那么这个故事呢有很深很深的意思。
Now why must Jesus travel all the way to Bethlehem to be given birth?
为什么耶稣要？为什么耶稣要从？那个拿撒勒到伯利恒，玛利亚要从拿撒勒到伯利恒去那里生产耶稣呢
？As it turned out, there was an Old Testament prophecy.
那么呢，在那个旧约里面呢，就有一个预言。
Read with me, Micah chapter 5. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephratah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days.
那么弥迦书第五章第二节怎么说呢？弥迦书是在那个小先知书里面的一段啊，五章二节，伯利恒，以法塔呀。你在犹大之城中微笑，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。他的根源从恒古，从大从太初就
有。So Micah has a prophecy.
那弥迦呢有一个预言。
But the prophecy is such that the promised king of the Jew must be born in one place, right?
那么这个预言就是说，神给。以色列预备的国王要从
and the guy has to be born in Bethlehem
要从伯利恒
so if Jesus if Jesus was not born in Bethlehem he cannot be the king of the Jews
如果耶稣不在伯利恒出生呢他就不能成为犹太人
he would have been born in the wrong place
犹太人啊，你别的地方，错误的地方。
Now I wonder, can you imagine A baby was to be born to be king.
那么大家再想想，如果一个孩子要出生，将来要做王的话。
And this baby had to be born in the city of the king. Now imagine that one day the mother of the baby, the queen, was going out for a tour. Assume that he was touring a factory in the suburb or something like that. And suddenly you think, oh, the baby is coming. So what must they do? They must say, you cannot give birth here, we have to go back to Philadelphia. You understand? Because this baby is to be king, he cannot be given birth in the suburb. He has to go back to the city of the kings to be given birth. So what would they do? They call all the police. All the police come and form a line and open the way so that the baby could be rushed back to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Now you see how important is Augustus, Caesar Augustus. It is almost time for Jesus to be born. But he was stuck in Nazareth. Right? And, if he were born in Nazareth, he would not be king. So somebody had to rush him all the way back. Now, who made it possible for Jesus to return to the city of David, to Bethlehem? Who is going to open the way? Everybody read, we have to go and to travel 100 miles and rush Jesus to Bethlehem. Who is that guy going to be? Caesar Augustus. Who is Caesar Augustus? Is he a deadly threat to Jesus? No, Luke is trying to tell us that don't think so highly of Caesar Augustus. He is not a deadly threat to Jesus. Who is he? He is Jesus' transporter. He is the herald for Jesus. Get out, everybody! The king is coming to be delivered in Bethlehem. And he is Jesus' birthing assistant. I tell you, this is what Luke was trying to tell us. He said, when you mention Caesar Augustus, everybody thinks that he is the most powerful man at that time. But who is he actually? He is but a pawn in God's hand. You understand? Whenever God wants to move him, God moves him. And God is moving him to accomplish his eternal purposes. I want you to bring you back to Isaiah, read this marvelous text about Jesus, about God.
Isaiah 书的第40章, 这是神最美好的话。
Prophet Isaiah said, "Behold, the nation are like a drop from a bucket, and are accountable as dust on the scale. Behold, he takes up the coastland like fine dust. All the nations are as nothing before God. They are counted by him as less than nothing and emptiness."
四十章十五节中说，看哪，万国都像水土为一，又算天平上的微尘。他举起众海啊，好像极微之物，是寂静。万国在他面前好像虚无，被他看为不及虚，乃为虚空。
Who is Augustus to God?
那么在神的眼前，该大奥古斯丁就是谁呢？Nothing.
Verse 22 from Isaiah. It is he, God, who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out from heaven like a curtain and spread them like a tent to dwell in, who bring princes to nothing and make the rulers of the earth as emptiness.
地上的居民好像蝗虫，他铺张穹苍如幔，展开诸天无可数的帐。他使君王归于虚土，使地上的上官成为虚空。Luke
is trying to tell us, open your eyes and see.
路加在叫我们张开我们的眼，看。
Where is real power?
那真正的权力居然。
Who is in control?
那么谁是在,
it's not Caesar Augustus. God is in control from the beginning to the end.
神是在掌管,
do you know this guy? It's Uncle Mao. Now who is Uncle Mao? Well, depend what perspective you look at him. Some say that he was one of the greatest persecutors of the Christian church in the history. You know, but to the missiologists, to the missiological historian, they said that he is the greatest mission mobilizer in China.
那么有人也会说，他确实是对国内宣教，他是动员最大的一个人。Without
Uncle Mao, China would not have so many Christians.
那没有很保守的中国还没有。Why
is this so? Because he said that when Uncle Mao really not happy with a Christian, instead of killing them all, he wants to shame them.
那么有中国人就说。 毛泽东呢，他那时候呢，他如果他很恨基督徒了，他并不杀，他实际上是想羞辱。
So he spread them all out to different parts of China.
他就把他们送到中国各个边远地。He
said that once you separate them, there's no way that the Christian faith will stay.
那么他说呢，他想呢，如果把这些基督徒都分开了，那么他们的信仰就少了。
So they got all spread out to different parts of China.
那这些基督徒呢，就在中全中国的到处走。And
when they got sent there, they give him the lowest job to do.
然后呢，当然，那到那些基督徒到那些地方呢，他们得到的就是最低微的。
So what kind of lowest job can you give them?
那么最卑微的工作给他们什么呢？
How about collecting garbage?
来让他们收垃圾。
So this Christian go to a different part of this world, of China. And they start collecting garbage. And then they thought, gosh, that's a good evangelism time, isn't it? Because they got to go to every household and they got to meet everyone. Who is Chairman Mao? He is but a chess piece in God's hand. Our God rules. Our God is sovereign and He is king.
Our
All right, let's keep reading. Verse 6. And while they were there, the time came for her, for Mary, to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店没有地方。Here
say that Jesus was Mary's firstborn.
这么说呢，耶稣呢是玛利亚头生的。
It remind me, you know, of my firstborn.
他们就让我想起来我的头生的。
When my boy was first, my first kid was born. My wife's water broke in the middle of the night.
羊水破了。
So we went to the hospital, but she's not quite ready to give birth.
那么他们就赶快到了医院，站在医院上抢的时候呢。
So the doctor say, get her walk around, walk the hallway.
那么医生呢，就要在这个医院的这个病房那个走廊里走来走去。
Yeah, so we have to walk for a few hours before she's ready.
那么他还得走个几个小时，那么才是那个抢。But
Mary had no such problem.
那么玛利亚呢，反而是。Because
she had been riding something for a few days or a few weeks.
她已经走了好多天。She
is, by the time she got to Bethlehem, she's already.
那么当他到了伯利恒，他已经产期，确实是。Now
we see something very puzzling here.
那么也有一些让我们迷惑的地方。And
Jesus was supposed to be born to be the king.
那么耶稣呢，是应该出神啊，生出来要成为国王的，对不对？But
if you look at the condition of his birth, this is hardly that looks like a king.
但是你仔细看看这个环境，他出生的环境。
There's no space for him in the inn, and he has to be put in a manger. And this is not cute, it's smelly. We have to ask ourselves exactly what kind of a king is Jesus. So he is a king, but what kind of a king would be born in a manger like that? Now let's look at verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were filled with fear.
夜间按着灯子看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就称颂。
See, now that when you have a baby, you want to send out some announcement about your baby's birth, right?
那么你孩子出生了，那你就想宣告，就该宣告孩子出生了，对不对？
Now who would be on the list of announcement?
那谁会在你？
See, if your son is born king, you should be sending announcement to the richest people and the most powerful people, isn't it? But the first group of people that God made the announcement to turned out to be the shepherds.
但是呢，神不一样，神把这个消息宣布的时候。
Why shepherds? Why shepherds are the first group of people that God announced
to?
Some people say that because shepherds are lowly people. And so God wants to show that His love for the lowly people. True, but the shepherd, there are other lowly people in the world, not just shepherds. So exactly why God warned the shepherd to be the first group of people to visit Jesus in the manger.
神把牧羊人去第一群人宣布耶稣在马槽里面。
Now when you look at this picture, the shepherd heard about Jesus' birth and they all went and they brought with them the sheep, right, to be with Jesus.
那么这些牧羊人听到耶稣诞生的消息，就到马槽，就到这个马槽边看见耶稣，而且带上他们的那个。
Yeah, yeah. So now I know that there's no no camera in Jesus' time. But if you imagine, if you happen to have a good time machine or something, you have a camera.
那么你想想看，如果大家讲有一个到时光倒流的话，你在这个时候是有一个照相机的吗？
And Jesus' first photo as a baby will look like this.
那么耶稣的作为一个婴孩的第一张照片呢，也许就是这样。
We have Mary and Joseph.
我们有玛利亚和约瑟。
And then we have a group of shepherds and a lot of sheep.
那么我们有很多牧羊人，也有很多羊。
That is his first family picture.
这就是他的家庭照的第一张照片。
Now imagine many years later, someone visits Jesus' home for the first time.
那么大家想想。很多年以后，大家就有人会去访问耶稣，第一次到耶稣家里访问。
And they will pick up a photo and look at the photo.
然后就拿出来一个照片，看看这个照片。
He say, "Wait, I thought your father Joseph was a carpenter."
他就想，嘿，你父亲是一个木匠。
But you look at this photo, it looks like shepherding was your family business.
那嘿。看出来就是觉得这牧羊好像家里的那生意似的。
You understand what I mean?
你懂得我要。
Why did God give us this picture?
那什么时候给我们
？Because Luke is trying to tell us that Jesus will be born to be a shepherd king.
因为神在告诉我们，耶稣诞生以后他是牧羊的君。
This is a prophecy from Isaiah 40.
那啊。
Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd, and he will gather the lamb in his arm, and he will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with him. Yeah.
第四章十节，以赛亚书，主耶和华必向大能者临到，他的膀臂必为他掌权，他必向牧羊人牧养自己的羊群。用膀背去及羊羔抱在怀中，慢慢引导大牛羊抢。
So you see that this picture is actually fulfilling that prophecy.
这个照片实际上是那个预言的完成。
Even when Jesus was a little baby, he was already a shepherd king.
在耶稣是个婴孩的时候，他已经是牧羊君王。
Just like David.You remember David was the shepherd too? Jesus is too is going to be a shepherd king. Let's keep reading, verse 8, let's read this again. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over the flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the God shone around them, and they were filled with fear.
那么二章八节在伯利恒之野地有牧羊的人，夜间那里风起颤抖人群，有主的使者站在旁边，主的荣光出现到了他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
When the angel appeared to them，
当有天使向他们显现。
When the glory of God shone， the shepherd's reaction was filled with fear。
那么有主的荣光，那么牧羊人怎么样？牧羊人就甚惧怕。
Why is this so？Now, generally, when we think about angels, we think of something like this.
那么大家在想呢，那个天使呢，大家都会像这个样子，是不是？
But when you think about the biblical angel, they are like aliens. They're actually like aliens.
那么圣经里面讲的这个天使呢，实际上跟外星人差不多。
They are very powerful and they're very glorious.
他们很有权力，然后很有荣光。
Now listen to what the angel is saying to them. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news, which is literally the Greek from the gospel of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born in this day, the city of David, a Savior, and who is Christ the Lord."
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报 你们大喜的信心，有大喜的信心在希腊文就是大喜，就福音的意思，是关乎万民的。你今天在大卫的城里，因为为你们生了救主，就是基督。
The angel should not be afraid because I have a gospel for you. I'm a good news for you.
那么天使跟他们说呢，不要怕，因为大喜的消息。
What is the gospel?
那么什么是福音呢？
Oh, we have studied this when we're doing Mark. The gospel is not good news in the general sense.
那么我们在读马可福音的时候，我们就知道我们在讲马可福音。福音呢，不仅仅是一个很普通的好事。
The angel did not say that I'm good news for you. I found you a new job.
那个天使呢没有跑过来说，哎呀，有好消息啊，给你找到一个好工作。
That's not what the gospel is.
那么
，in the Greco-Roman world, the gospel is a technical term.
啊，在那时候希腊那个罗马的那个世界呢，这个福音呢是一个
专业
技术性的一个
专业名词。
专业。
The gospel means.Specifically to the announcement of the birth of a king, the enthronement of a king, or the great victory and return of a king.
只是仅仅的讲这几个情况下，他会用这个词，就是这个这个福音，就是要么是一个国王的诞生，要么是一个国王一个传统国王本来是个王子吧，成为国王，
等
登基的也许，或者是他是打了胜仗回来了。
So when you think about the gospel, you think about the king.
那时候就讲福音呢，就是 gospel.
So the angel say that I have a good news for you. A king is born.
那么天使说呢，我具有大好消息。
You know, it's very interesting because when Caesar Augustus was born.
那么很有趣的，这个盖萨奥古斯都诞生的时候呢。
You know, there were decorations all over the Roman Empire to say, we have a good news, we have a good news, we have a gospel, we have a gospel.
在这个时候呢，全罗马帝国都张灯结彩呀，就是说我们有福音，我们有福音，我们有好消息。
What is the gospel? The gospel is the seed of Jesus was born.
那时候他们讲的福音什么意思？
And Mark is trying to tell us that seed of Jesus is not the true king.
那么路加呢，在告诉我们，这个该撒奥古斯都呢，就是福音。
Jesus, baby Jesus, is the true king, and he is the great, the new good news and gospel.
耶稣灵海真理，真正的经。
Alright, let's keep reading in verse 12. It says that, and this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in a swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
你们要看见婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号。
Verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, all these angels.
那么十三节就说呢，忽然有一大队天兵。
And what are they doing there? They are praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
那一大队天兵从那天使赞美神中，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
I want to backtrack a little bit and see that suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts.
那么，就大家回到那个，突然呢有一大队天兵这块。
Now is it a good thing if suddenly you open the door and you see an angel with a heavenly host outside your house?
那么。如果你一打开门，你看见一个天使和一大堆天兵在你门前，是个好事吗
？Is it a good news？
是不是个好事？
You would say, yeah, God, I heard my prayer. Where's my Christmas gift？
你说，哎呀，这不错啊，全都听到我的祷告了。哎，我的圣诞礼物在哪里啊
？No, that's not what you're supposed to react.
这不是你。
When you hear this heavenly host come on, you should bow down and say, please forgive me a sinner. So they were fear, they are afraid because of that. But the angel, instead of bringing judgment to them, the angel was praising God for claiming peace on earth.
天使本来是要审判，但是呢
Why is the angels singing peace on earth? Because of this baby. Who is he? He is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the baby that will reconcile heaven and earth. We'll come back to this later. Verse 16. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child.
Yes.
Verse 18, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherd told them, but Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. So the angel declared to the shepherd that Jesus will be the Savior and the King. The shepherd went to Mary and told Mary and Joseph that this baby is going to be the Savior and the King.
天使呢在之前就已经告诉了玛利亚和约瑟，说这孩子将来就是君王。And
verse 19 says that Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart.
但是心里面就是说，玛利亚是把这一切事存在心里啊，就是。
What does that mean? Some people say that Mary just want to, you know, remember all these fond memories.
那也许有人会说，哎呀，玛利亚就在想这个很好的。
Or maybe want to treasure, chill on this good news. Is that what it means? Probably not. In Luke chapter 2, verse 50 and 51, they say that, I'm going to read from 49. And he said to them, why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? And they did not understand the saying that he spoke to them. And his mother treasured up all this thing in her heart. You remember the story? Jesus was 12 years old, he was in the temple for the first time, and after they left, they couldn't find Jesus. They went back to the temple, and they found Jesus there, and they were scolding him, and Jesus said, don't you know that I need to be in my father's house? Mary treasured up all the things because she did not understand.
把这事存在心里，为什么呢？并不是他不明白，所以。So
despite all this angelic announcement to them, Mary is clueless about what Jesus is going to do.
尽管天向玛利亚讲了关于耶稣这么多事，其实玛利亚的那时候并不是很明白。But
thank God that we know what Jesus is going to do.
感谢神呢，我们现在确实是知道耶稣是这样。
Exactly what kind of a king is Jesus? He is, first of all, a shepherd king. Second, he is a prince of peace. Now I want you to think about what mission on earth he had. So these are his identity. But what is his mission on earth? Why did Jesus come to this earth? Luke chapter 2 verse 12. And this will be a sign for you, and you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
那么十二节重点啊，你们要看见一个婴孩抱着鹿卧在马槽里，今那就是记号。
You are looking for a sign.
你们要找这个记号。
By this you will know who the Messiah, who the Savior is.
根据这个记号，你们就知道谁是救主。
The sign of Messiah, the sign of the Savior, is someone, a baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger.
那么就是记号，就是一个婴孩用布包起来在草里。
So, you know, once again, the sign of the Savior is someone wrapped in a swaddling cloth and laid in a manger.
那么在两面，就是一个婴孩用布包起来放在。
This is very interesting. Why? Do you remember another place in the Bible in which Jesus also got wrapped around and being placed somewhere else? Again, where? Jesus was wrapped with some clothes and put laid in some place. Where? 坟墓里。Very good. When he died. And the amazing thing is that it happened in Luke also. You see, in Luke chapter 2, Luke say that this is the sign of the Savior. He will be wrapped in some clothes and laid in a manger.
那么在路加福音读到第二章第七节是这样，用布包起来放在马槽里。
And in chapter 23, Luke recorded about what happened to Jesus. He was wrapped in linen straw and laid in a tomb.
二十三节讲耶稣的受死用细麻布裹好放在
坟墓。Do you see what Luke is doing?Luke is connecting Jesus' birth with his death. At Jesus' birth, he was wrapped with a cloth and placed in the manger. When Jesus died, he was also wrapped in some kind of linen cloth, and he was laid, this time not in a manger, it's too big for that, in the tomb.
耶稣死的时候呢，是用细麻裹放在墓里。当然，那时候他比那个马槽大多了。
What is Luke trying to tell us? Luke trying to tell us that Jesus was born to die.
那么，耶稣呢是为死而生。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
总的我说这个意思。
When you first read it about Jesus' first story in Luke.
第一次啊，你在读耶稣诞生的时候
，When you read about him being wrapped around and played in the manger，
嗯，你读到这里说是耶稣呢啊，被复活好放在马槽里的时候
，You actually think it's kind of cute, right？
你觉得还很好
，But to Luke, it is a sign of how he is going to die。
嗯，对于加来说呢，这就是他将来要受死的一个记号。
Because when he died。They will wrap him around in cloth and place him in the tomb. Jesus was born to die. All of us human beings are born and will die. That's because of sin. But Jesus is the only person in the history of the world that does not need to die. He does not need to die because he has no sin. All of us, when we were born, we already have an appointment with that. Jesus has no appointment and has no need for appointment. But he came to die for our sins.Who is Jesus? Luke tells us that he's a shepherd king. John said that, in John, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. And Luke tells us that Jesus is not the only the good shepherd king who laid down his life for us, he is also the Prince of Peace. What does that mean? I want you to bring it back to the story, and suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts. On the night when Jesus was born, there was a great heavenly host. Now we may think this is such a great show, but this is actually a very fearful show. Can you remember another incident in the Bible where there is a great heavenly host appearing and going into action at midnight? Now, there are not too many cases like that. In the middle of the night, the whole great heavenly host show up and God is in action. That's exactly where it is in Exodus. You remember the ten plagues? So Moses said, thus say the Lord, about midnight I will go out in the midst of Egypt. Every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. The last time when the gates of heaven is opened up at midnight, the angel went out and killed off everyone they can see. But Israelites, they were fine. How did they escape? Is it because they are morally better than the Egyptians? Not at all. Because God tell them a trick. He said, on that night, you have to kill a lamb. And then you get some blood of the lamb and put it on your doorposts. On that night, the whole family should gather and eat this lamb. What is this? It's a Passover. When the angel sees the blood, the angel will pass over you. Israel were saved not because of their own good work, but because of the blood of the Lamb. You look at that again, and suddenly the heavenly hosts appear, and then this time instead of killing, they sing, glory to God in the highest on the earth, among those with whom He is pleased. I want to imagine that night when Jesus was born. The gates of heaven was opened up. God said, you angel, go, because I have a special mission for you. And some of the angels have no idea. They say, okay, I know what we're going to do. We're going to kill again, right? Oh, boy. I've been waiting for thousands of years to get another killer. But when they get to this world, can they kill? They couldn't. They burst into praising and singing. Because this baby was with them. Because of this baby, killing cannot appear. That's why Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace who will become the Passover Lamb. Do you understand what I mean? Who is this Jesus that's born? He is the Shepherd King who gave his life for his people. He is a Prince of Peace sent from heaven to reconcile man to God. How did he say this? By becoming the Lamb of God. Dear friends, dear brother and sister, this is the Christmas message. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you have the blood? Do you have blood all over you? I pray that you will. And I pray that you look upon this King and follow him all the days of your life. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, what a marvelous text this is. What a marvelous story this is. Now, on the surface, this story began with Caesar Augustus. But it ends with Jesus filling the heaven and earth with glory. Luke tried to tell us that Caesar Augustus is not a king. And the coming of Caesar Augustus is no gospel at all. But on the other hand, Jesus is the true king. And the coming of Jesus is the true gospel. The shepherd gathered at Jesus' birth. This is your way of fulfilling that Jesus is going to be the shepherd king. And the good shepherd king will die for his sheep. And the angel came with the intent to kill, but they could not. Because the peace child was with men. Jesus is the peace child. And he is the peace child who will become for us the Lamb of God who will take away the sins of the world. Thank you, Jesus, for the gifts of Jesus. Thank you, God, for the gift of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. May we cherish this gospel in our heart. And may we follow the footsteps of this shepherd king. Let us not follow Caesar Augustus. Let us not pursue money, sex, and power of this world. But rather we follow King Jesus, who will lead us into your kingdom. And we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.